This is Chris Johnson, and I'm 40 years old, which means I have lived a lot of fucking places. Not like a lot of places on the fucking map, just a lot of places like here. A lot of places in the fucking Buffalo area. Like, I knew somebody in like college. It was like, yeah, I lived in Japan, and then I went to fucking Oklahoma. And like, da-da-da. That's way too fucking much for me. That's way too much fucking excitement. I'm just saying that I've had many different residences, all within the same geographic area. I lived in a place until I was like 5. I have no real memory of it. And then I lived in like my mom's house, where she currently lives. I was there from like 5 to, I don't know, like 20-something, whenever the fuck me and my ex finally moved the fuck out of there. I wasn't there the whole fucking time. I mean, you're there from like school age, but then when you're in college, like I was away for college for 4 years, so I wasn't home. Like I rarely came home from fucking college. When they fucking kicked our ass out of the dorm, like this place is shutting down for Thanksgiving, you gotta get the fuck out of here, then I went home. Hey, it's fucking winter break, your fucking ass gotta get out of here, then I went home. Actually, one time, even during winter break, I didn't fucking go home. I was home for like a week and a half, and I was a fucking RA, and there was some like, I don't know what the fuck was happening. There were like winter classes or some shit that people were taking, so that they needed to open up like certain dorms. So they were like, hey, do you want to fucking come back early and work? Like, yes, I do, goddamn it. I don't want to fucking be home. Fuck this. I don't have to fucking stay in a house with my dad for 3 extra fucking weeks. Are you shitting me? I'll go work the fucking front desk in an empty building. It was awesome. But yeah, I mean, I lived in college up in Oswego. I lived in my mom's house. I lived at my ex-girlfriend's house kind of for a while. And I had a fucking place in South Buffalo and an apartment fucking West Seneca. I got my fucking current apartment. That might not sound like much, but for an asshole like me, that is a lot. I don't like a lot of change. I don't like moving around and shit. That's enough excitement for me. I can go back to my mom's house, and for a while after I moved out, it felt like I still fucking live there. It doesn't feel like that anymore. Like, I have no, like, attachment to it. Like, I like going there. If a fucking party's there, like, I'm totally comfortable there. I know where everything is. I fucking grew up in a house. I'm fine with a fucking house. Knowing where everything is, like, in a house, like this is about, like, if you go in someplace else. Like, if I have to go to a house that I've never been to, even if it's a house of somebody that I know, I'm gonna be uncomfortable there the first time, because I don't know where the fucking amenities are. I need to know, like, where do I put my fucking shoes? Do you assholes wear shoes in the house? Like, I don't here. But like, if you do, like, should I keep my shit on here? And I need to know where the goddamn bathroom is. Sometimes you go to a place and you sit there for a while and you're thinking like, I gotta piss, but like, where's the bathroom? Like, do I want to have this conversation about where the goddamn bathroom is? Do I want to wait and see if somebody gets up and goes to the bathroom and then just like, you know, slyly walk in there as if I knew where it was the entire time? But like, at my house, like, I know where the fucking shit is. Or mom's house, I know where the shit is. Like, I'm good there. But like, it doesn't feel like my place anymore. I went to South Buffalo the other day because I got a sub from Blaisdell Pizza. I fucking love that place. Blaisdell Pizza was my favorite pizza place when I was living in South Buffalo. Plus, it was fucking close. If it's good and close, like, that's the shit right there. As I'm like driving to get it, like, I'm in South Buffalo. I'm looking around. I'm like, goddamn, this feels like fucking home. This feels like home. This shitty place just feels like I still fucking live here. And it's been fucking a long time. Like, I moved out of the South Buffalo place in 2016. The apartment I had right after that I was at for 2 years, that never fucking felt like home. The place I'm in now feels like fucking home. Like, this place is fucking great. But like, when I go back to South Buffalo, it's like, oh baby, we're fucking back, baby. It just feels good. I don't know why it feels good. Maybe because that was the first place. You ever experienced that? Like, your first fucking like solo place? College was kind of like my first solo place, sort of, but you just have a fucking room. There's community bathrooms and shit. And if you're renting an apartment, it's still like, you know, you're with a bunch of other assholes and you're going home. Like, it's always temporary. Everything in college is always temporary. But the South Buffalo place was never fucking temporary. Like, it was fucking home. Know what else about South Buffalo? Like, shit happened in the fucking city that didn't fucking happen anywhere else. So, like, I've shit that I've never fucking seen anywhere else at any place I've ever fucking lived. My job was the radio station the entirety of the time that I lived in South Buffalo. And the job was 5 in the morning to noon. So I had to get my ass up early. I'd leave my South Buffalo place at like fucking 4, 4:15, 4:30, depending on the fucking weather. And one day I go outside. And you don't know what the fuck you're going to see when you're out there. You might see some fucking bums wandering around, fucking wild animals, skunks, whatever the fuck, fucking druggers. You don't know what the fuck's happening out there. My neighbor, who was pretty fucking good, so like, it wasn't crazy. I was never afraid, but you still had to be on edge. You don't know what the fuck you're going to see out there. And I go outside one day, and it's like fucking, like I said, like 4:15 in the morning, fucking dark. And I look like a fucking maniac. That's one of the perks of like looking like me and living in South Buffalo. Like, people can look at my fucking ass and be like, eh, I'm not talking to that piece of shit. I remember one time my cousin owned the home that I lived in. I lived in the apartment upstairs. I had a hoodie on. So I got my hair sticking out of the hoodie, and I just look like a fucking maniac. The fucking hoodie's got like skulls, like baby cherub skulls on it and shit. And he didn't know it was me. And then when he realized, he was like, dude, I saw your fucking ass walking on the street. I was like, who is this asshole? So like, I got that look. It's a good look to have. But like, I see some fucking woman and she's pregnant at like 4:15 in the morning. And she's like, hey, You're speaking to me? My cousin, Cousin Dee thinks I'm a fucking asshole, and you're fucking chatting up my ass at 4:15 in the fucking morning? Like, what do you want? She's like, I need you to give me a ride. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't fucking taking you no place. She's like, come on, it's just around the corner. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? You expect me to pick up some fucking pregnant girl in the fucking middle of the night and just, like, drive him some random fucking place? Fuck off. You and your baby are on your own, goddammit. Like, if that happened anywhere else, I might think, hey, this is a pregnant lady in distress. In South Buffalo, I was like, what fucking pack of wild dogs are you fucking leading me into? Are you gonna leave me to get jumped? Fuck off, goddammit. Anyway, I fucking miss South Buffalo. I don't want to go back there, though. Like, I don't want to live in that place again. But, like, thinking back on it is fucking magic. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. So that's a new podcast episode to come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want it. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm also on Twitter. That's at Johnson Hates You. I'm on Facebook. This podcast is going right in my timeline. If you're on Instagram, photos, videos, that shit, you can find my ass there, too. That is at maybe 5 minutes.